Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I wish I was Terry Pluto. Then I would print money based on his storied career as an author, as a writer. He's basically been a mentor to so many people in this town. Terry Pluto, welcome to the show on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How are you, Terry?
I know a guy who's a retired FBI agent. He would tell you printing money is not a good idea. And he'll tell you exactly how they'll catch you.
Oh, now I kind of want to talk to him. Let's get him on the phone.
So he'd probably be more interesting. I'm doing well.
No, you know what? We want to get to everything, so let's get right to it. We were talking Indians to start out, and we'll talk about them overcoming the injuries and everything. But we got into a spirited discussion about why Jose Ramirez is not a bigger star in this town. Do you have any insight on that, Terry, considering he's done it individually? He's been great. He's been part of team success.
It's a tough spot. It's the language barrier where you know, he uses an interpreter. English is difficult for him. And so even though he's fun to watch or whatever, it's not like you could do commercials with Jose or anything else. I mean, that's just a fact. You know, see, when made Lindor, along with his personality, Mr. Smiles, at the age of 13, he moved to Florida bilingual, and that really helped. You know, Sandy Alomar, Omar Vizquel, bilingual. I think that's part of it. Not all, but that's part. And also, other than in the 90s where you had Omar and that, people want football players in Cleveland. That's who they want to get excited about.
That's true, and I do think Frankie was right there. He had reached stardom very early on, and he became a household name, and that face. Everybody remembers just him smiling all the time.
But remember, too, he could do interviews. He could sell cards. He could do a lot of stuff out there. And he just had the charisma. Early in his career, Jose was very, very shy. You know, unlike Frankie, who was a first-round pick, signed for a $2 million bonus, I did a story several years ago on the guy who signed Jose, Paul Mirabelli, and they found him, as he called it, the back diamond in the Dominican. It wasn't even where the top prospects played. It was the second one, and there's a guy that Mirabelli knew, and he sent me a picture. It was a picture of a diamond with a donkey on in the outfield, and he said, now granted, this isn't the same donkey, but they actually, between when it's not being used, it was used like as a grazing area. He goes, so he wasn't even playing in the top games. Where I'm going with that is, one, that fire that drove him, he signed him for $50,000, which is very little, you know, for that. It's a lot of money to him, but a lot of those guys at Dominican get a lot of money. But the point is, he wasn't even a star at home.
Terry Pluto joining us on the show. Terry, when it comes to their injuries, I mean, do we talk enough about Terry Francona? Does it bother you that the only thing a lot of people could say about the Indians is, man, what a job Terry Francona is doing with this baseball team? What's your feelings on them being able to get over those?
I think it's obviously, man, Francona is a Hall of Fame manager, but it's also the, you know, the Bronze forever talked about alignment in the front office. The Indians have had it. That's the big deal. This year is a tribute to the entire organization. And remember last year, when Sandy took over, they were still 10 games over 500 when Sandy managed. That's not to say the manager is a replaceable part, but all that point, remember how they rallied around Sandy? In fact, Antonetti did several more press conferences to help Sandy so he wasn't put in difficult situations. They just know how to run their business, and they keep coming up with guys, you know, on the waivers. I mean, who the heck is Harold Ramirez? I mean, you just go down this thing. I remember when they brought up J.C. Mejia, and it's my job to know these things. I did not know who he was.
How many guys have been like that for you?
Several. Garza, I only noticed him because 2 weeks ago I was looking at the Columbus stats, and I saw this guy named Garza with an ERA around 2 and a bunch of strikeouts, so I looked him up. But that was it. I'd never heard of him before.
What's the best way to go about, like, knowing the minor leaguers and stuff? Like, we get the reports and the emails, and sometimes you're just like, and you just delete it by. What's the best way that you pay attention to the guys in the minors for everybody?
The first thing I do, I'll just kind of look at the stats of who's doing well. Then, you know, you should just kind of Google the name, see where he's at. Indians Insider is a pretty good site to look at for some information. And that's it. And now we're in this weird area where there were no stats from last year on these guys. Yeah. So that's why a guy like Gonzalez at AA Akron, who had a terrible year in 2019, wasn't on anybody's radar. You know, last year he didn't play. Now he's having a heck of a year with the Rubber Ducks. You miss a year and pick it up. You know, guys are jumping to the major leagues because they didn't have last year. And Eli Morgan, I think, just barely pitched at Akron last year. Last year didn't pitch anywhere. It's really hard to evaluate the guys. I start with the numbers, and then I go to see where they were drafted. And then a big thing always to watch is what is their age compared to what level they're playing in. There's a guy named Call having a good year at AA Akron, but I think he's like 25 or 26.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, is he doing well because he's older, or did he kind of figure it out?
Real quick, is the AA Northeast, is it always going to be the Eastern League to you like it is to me?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Even though God knows where they'll end up playing in a few more years. But
oh, boy.
Let's hope, damn it. Go ahead.
And Terry, just one more thing on baseball. I know Shane Bieber, he had to go on the injured list, essentially, and his spin rate. He was brought up in a Tom Verducci article about his spin rate drastically going down after they cracked down. Is this going to be a big adjustment for guys like him to have to pitch a certain way, to have to kind of reinitiate or go recalibrate their mechanics now that baseball's cracking down?
Probably, but Bauer was – I mean, I'm sorry, Bauer. Well, Bauer is the king of the spin rates and what they are and aren't, sticky stuff. But Bieber is so smart, I think he will adjust. And a lot of these guys, Garrett Cole, a number of them, I know that the spin rate thing. I have to admit, it's like I'm on Earth Science, and these guys are NASA. I mean, I get lost in a lot of what they're talking about, other than I know that it's correct. I remember Gaylord Perry putting grease on the ball, Vaseline. Maybe they should just have a bottle of Vaseline out there, and you're allowed to use this, and that's it. On the mound instead of the rosin bag.
Jerry Hairston Jr., who used to play, said that they need to come up with a universal substance. Like, all right, this is Major League Baseball approved. Here you guys go. I think that's fair.
Because you don't the hitters are correct. I mean, you don't want guys hitting people, because they're not hanging on the balls. Well, if you watch, this is something in the last few years that I really noticed. They always throw the ball out of play. A ball bounces, you throw it out of play. A ball gets hit, it comes in, they throw it out of play.
Mm-hmm.
They're always using a brand new baseball. And in the past, when a ball had been hit a few times, frankly, it was just easier to control it because you would find that little scuff mark and it gave you a tighter grip. So that's something else going on. I don't know whatever happened to the wonderful Delaware mud that was supposed to make everything wonderful, when they put it on before a game. But I think Harrison's right. Find something, stick it out there, and then guys could just do it, and then people won't get plunked, but you also won't have things spinning like the planet Saturn.
Trading Colin Sexton, yes or no?
Yes.
Whoa!
Depending upon what you can get. And I like Sexton. I've defended Sexton. But you're going to run down this road with maximum contracts or close to it with Darius Garland right behind him. And I'm assuming they're going to give Jared Allen over $1 million. You can't have like $350 million or $400 million tied up in those three guys. They're not good enough to get where you need to go and with your cap situation. So I would look at that. Or I would just tell Colin, okay, look, you're not even a restricted free agent now. You just play out on your $7 million and we'll revisit this in the summer of 2022. But that's the big the reason is the money.
Terry, there was a big report on draft night from Woj about whether or not Dan Gilbert would have an appetite to trade up or wheel and deal, maybe even trade down in this draft. They're one of the most talked about teams in this draft in the lead up with their position right now. What do you expect them to do? What could you see them do?
In the end, I think they'll just take the third pick. But suppose they decide they're going to take Mobley, you know, if he's there. Would that lead to a trade, a sign and trade of Jared Allen? Possibly. Something with Sexton. Yeah. I expect them to make some trades, but I do think they're going to take the third pick. I don't think they want to trade down. You know, I keep getting these emails about, was it Atlanta has 5 and 8 or something like that. I think they really believe that those guys, Green, Suggs, Mobley, one of those three could be a real impact player for them. But they have to explore this thing on Sexton just because what the NBA has created with the max contract, it was supposed to just go for, you know, maximum players. Now it goes for pretty good players.
Well, I just wonder, Terry, if Dan Gilbert and his family or, you know, the people involved with the Cavs, if they have any appetite after three rebuilding years, which they knew were going to be painful, which they knew would equate to a lot of losses. I wonder if they're going to try to take the shortcut now.
Maybe.
If they're going to try to get to the playoffs, and that could mean doing something that other front offices wouldn't do at this stage, which is maybe trying to sign a player or trade for a player that is kind of marginal but is good enough to help get them to the postseason.
Maybe, but you'd be traded. So try to get a free agent here is really hard. And then you have to remember, they do have salary cap issues. That's why I brought up the thing with Sexton. It's not just Kevin Love. I mean, Taron Prince is making $15 million. You know, they've got all kinds of stuff going on there on that cap that is not particularly. I mean, Chetty Osmond's going to make $8 million. These are players that are going to be very difficult, you know, to move. They always talk about expiring. You know, the Cavs always talk about expiring contracts. How many times have they been stuck with this expiring contract that they couldn't get rid of them? J.R. Smith was one. You know, Drummond was another, and I'm sure I'm forgetting some. They're not always as valuable as the Cavs pretend, and so sometimes that ends up being a real anchor on your salary cap. It's possible. I know Dan had the stroke in that, but he's still engaged. You know, he's sending his emails and that kind of thing. And also, Kobe Altman knows he's got to get better. You know, I think he barely survived this year.
Yeah. Terry Pluto joining us on the show. Find him on Twitter at Terry Pluto. Is Baker Mayfield a system quarterback?
No. He's a good quarterback.
Why do people call him a system quarterback?
Because they're lazy and they don't look at it. How's that?
calling Mike Tannenbaum lazy, Terry? My goodness.
I think he didn't really look at his rookie year.
Thank you.
By the way, and Joe Banner would say the same thing. I'm not, you know, I had an interview with Joe Banner that was up. And Banner, as we know, has no great love for the Browns after being fired here.
It's true.
But he said the asterisk year is not last year. It was 2019. He said because in 2018 he survived a coaching change and everything else, and he finished strong. In 19 was a disaster. 2020, another coaching change. He finishes strong. And so I didn't say he was a great quarterback, but he's good. And Banner's point, and I agree, is you start backing away from Baker Mayfield. Where are you? Like, does everybody have, you know, collective amnesia on this subject?
Well, Terry, I'm curious then, if he's not a system quarterback, you said he's a good quarterback, should the Browns offer him a contract now? Because his agent just started talking, and other people have said around the league that when the agent starts talking, that means they're trying to drum up an offer. And we know right now, according to reports and according to Mary Kay, there has been no contract offer right now.
Yeah. There wasn't. It was all quiet, remember, on Myles Garrett, too, for quite a while. And then all of a sudden, boom, it happened, I think, right before the training camp of the season. I forgot which. That's what I expect to be the case. You know, there's two views on how to do this. One is, you know, you try to get Chubb and Denzel, those guys, you know, that Wyatt Teller. You do them first. Banner's view, and I tend to agree with this, is your biggest expense is going to be your quarterback. And so And also, do you really want to wait around for Lamar Jackson, these guys, to sign? I don't particularly want to do that. If the going rate is around, 30, as he said, $38 to $40 million, you just do it.
I agree with you, Terry. I think for the team, it's going to be better if you sign him earlier. I did think for Browns fans, though, if you look back in Baker's personal history, he does seem to be sharper with a chip on his shoulder.
That could be, but you're going to have to pay him sooner or later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just have to pay him significantly, especially if they win.
We don't know. I mean, I don't hold Baker on this huge pedestal or whatever. Just that I know he's the first quarterback since Bernie Kosar that I have a whole lot of confidence in.
I would agree. I just don't, when we start arguing this stuff, I just never want to bring up the best since Bernie because it's like a slap in the face to both quarterbacks.
I look at that and say, I have confidence. I didn't say he's as good as Bernie, but I think this guy you can go longer term with.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe Couch could have been the guy, but he got beat up so much early. And by the way, don't underestimate Baker's durability. People just kind of pass that over.
We said if they went back to the 90s rules, like Mark Carrier taking people out over the middle, that I still thought Baker would be okay in the 90s.
Yeah, I think Baker's good.
There we go.
I mean, I'm saying great, but you know, good with the right team. And by the way, one of the dumb things Tannenbaum said, well, you know, these other guys without offensive lines, who the heck wants to play without an offensive line, even if you're a good quarterback?
Thank you very much.
I've wanted to try it.
Well, you would be limited, shall we say. Your duration on the field.
Find him on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting subject to talk about. I was fascinated because I've known Banner for quite a while, and as I mentioned before, he has no reason to, frankly, in his mind, to praise the Browns or anything because he felt he was kicked out of here after 1 year and it was unfair. And he's strong on this subject. You know, he said, assuming, he goes, I'm not paying this guy $50 million. We're not setting the market for quarterbacks with him. But he also said, too, as you mentioned, when the agents mentioned this, it's kind of like people want to get it going. And remember, this front office, by the way, is very tight-lipped. You know, the leaks have stopped.
Oh, well, I thank God for that. Yeah. And the emails and the weirdness there.
That was great for us, though. It was great for radio.
It was great, but it also was why they sucked.
Terry,
one of many reasons, but that, you know, if you can't keep your own act together, how's it going to look on the field? You know, when we're let's go back to the GM texting somebody on the sidelines. That always worked well.
Which is weird because they're applauding Chris Paul for doing the same thing while he was out for games 1 and 2 of the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, but I don't know what the rules are, but they clearly are in the NFL. And remember, too, that was the GM and the coach thrown together by Jimmy Haslam, and they had only met once in their life before they were hired to work together.
Terry, we thank you for the time, buddy. All the very best.
Take care, guys.
Terry Pluto. Find him on Twitter, at Terry Pluto, an author of many wonderful books, the author of many wonderful columns, and on the Cleveland Plain Dealer as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.